My name is Ruth Whiteford. I would call myself politically an anarchist. I believe in the right of every human to live their own lives without interference, and I believe in the right of children to be brought up in a peaceful environment more than anything else. And I believe that no regime has the right to control their own people politically, emotionally, physically, in any way. No regime has the right to take action against their own people. I don't believe in war. I believe in diplomatic solutions to absolutely everything, and the people who perpetrate all of these atrocities should be imprisoned. I'm here today to support my friend who's lost her partner in Syria fighting for the Free Syrian Army, and I now feel that enough is enough. We've watched enough going on as around us. I can no longer feel comfortable until world issues are dealt with. I can't just relax and be happy and, you know, in my own little life. I really want it dealt with. And it has to be dealt with by arresting and dealing with the international criminals who run our countries.
My name is Jan Rosa Lee. I've lived in Crete for 6 years. And there I had a Syrian boyfriend, Abdullah, we were together for 3-4 years in Crete. We separated, but we remained friends. He went back to Syria at the beginning of the revolution because he hadn't been with his family for a long time. He hadn't seen his mother and father, and work had finished in Crete. And to cut a long story short, he was killed last year, in March 10th last year. We were very close, and it's like a really big personal loss for me because we were in touch with each other through Facebook, and he was telling me daily about what was happening inside Syria. And, you know, a friend of his killed by a car bomb, 4 of his brothers also killed, including his small brother who was just going to visit his grandma, and he was killed. I didn't really realise that he was fighting with the Free Syrian Army. I said to him sometimes, "Are you fighting?" And he would say to me, "Jan, I don't want to fight, but if they come here," meaning the regime forces, "they're worse than Hitler, and I have to protect my mother and my sisters." So he was killed by a bomb. I didn't have the full details of it because I got the information from his cousin in Greece, who just sent me a message that said, "You know, George dead." We call him George. It's like his nickname. Bomb. And that was it. And then since then, I kind of through Facebook, I found other friends of his, other people, and I have a connection with one of his brothers, and through that with his mum. And I'm really nothing else really seems important. I mean, I was asked a little while ago, what's my profession? And my profession at the moment seems to be, or for the last year, seems to be humanitarian aid. I mean, that's the most salient thing. It's not so easy to just have a nice life in England. Okay, be grateful for the nice life. But I know I know some of the reality. I sort of say that I have like a little piece of shrapnel in my heart, and that piece of shrapnel connects me to this constellation of pain and suffering and endurance and resilience and beauty of the Syrian people.
Yeah, my name is Hamoud Obeid. I am from Damascus, Syria. I've been living in the UK for 11 years. I work as a translator in Cambridge. And my family are currently in Syria, in Damascus, in one of the safe areas. But it's still very difficult for them to live their day-to-day life because all the basics of life are very scarce, and government is not concerned about providing these basics of life to people because their focus is on fighting. People cannot get heating fuel for their homes, but all the tanks are finding all they want. And not to speak about the areas which have been completely destroyed. The city of Homs it's almost 50% to the ground. Aleppo, vast area of Aleppo is destroyed. Some cities around Damascus, like Daraya, like Douma, have been almost 80% destroyed. So the situation is dire. People are dying every day. But it seems that international media and the international community are only concerned about a selected set of problems.
Such as?
ISIS. So that's the only thing that gets airtime, the only thing that made foreign forces intervene in Syria. For 3 years, people of Syria were calling for intervention from the international community to stop the killing, to stop the massacre of the Syrian people, but they were met with deaf ears. However, when things started to escalate in the north and in the northeast of Syria, when ISIS came into being, as a result of this negligence, 3 years long, the international community found no issue with intervening militarily, even though before that they were stopping at every possible point, claiming that there are vetoes from Russia and China stopping them from doing that, but this doesn't seem to matter when it came to fighting ISIS. ISIS are horrible monsters, but their crimes cannot be compared to Assad's crimes. If they killed 10,000 people, Assad has killed 250,000 people. The problem is ISIS films and broadcasts every single atrocity they commit, while Assad does it behind closed doors.